مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله ويا مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله We love ourselves الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite with me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we have come with Silsila Charismatic Personalities in Islam. And today the personality we are going to talk about is Hazrat Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. No doubt such a charismatic personality in the history, inshallah, we will be learning few pearls from his seerah inshallah azza wa jal, and we will try to implement those learning lessons from the seerah of Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and we'll try to implement them in our lives inshallah azza wa jalla. Before we proceed ahead towards the main topic inshallah, we will make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah says that always make good intentions before performing any permissible or good work. Inshallah, I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I'll pass this knowledge on to you, and you can make the intention that you will be with us from start till end, and you will remember what you learn. Inshallah, you'll act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So, from start till end, you should be with us with utmost concentration. I hope inshallah you'll be learning a great amount of knowledge today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa salam. The Islamic brothers, let's also include one blessings of salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the one who sends one salawat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, as I just explained you, that we will be talking about a beautiful personality in the history of Islam, and the name is Hazrat Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Fazl bin Rabi', he says that when Khalifatul Muslimin Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid, he came to Makkatul Mukarrama zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima for Hajj, Fadl bin Rabi', he says that I was present at my house. Suddenly, I came to know that Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid has come to my house. As soon as I came to know, I presented myself in his court and I said, Huzur, why did you come to me? You could have just sent me a message and I would have presented myself in your court. Subhanallah. Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid said, O Rabi', I've got something in my heart, and please quickly take me to some buzurg, take me to some saint of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who can sort this problem out. My dear Islamic brothers, when Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid inquired from Fazl bin Rabi' that do you know any saint in Makkatul Mukarrama who you can take me to and I can sort my problem out, then the Islamic brothers, Fadl bin Rabi says, I said, yes, I know. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan rahmatullah hi ta'ala alayh is present in Makkatul Mukarrama. And Khalifa said, please take me there straight away. Hence, we went to the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan rahmatullah hi ta'ala alayh, and we knocked the door. We heard someone saying, who is that? We said, Khalifa Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has come. Allahu Akbar. Hurry up and come. When he heard this, he came straight away. As soon as he heard the name of Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sufyan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, came out and said, Huzur, why did you make the effort to come to my house? Rather, you could have told me. I would have presented myself in your court. Khalifa said, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon you. But for some reason we have come here and we want to talk to you. Then Khalifa Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he presented his question in front of the Buzurg Saint of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he continued talking to him for a long time. Then he asked him, meaning the Khalifa, the Muslimin, Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he inquired, that do you owe somebody some money? He said, yes. Khalifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said, O Abbas, please do repay their loan. Then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said to me, let's go. And we went, and then he said, I'm not satisfied. Please take me to some other buzurg, some other sage. I said, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Razzaq alayhi rahmatullahi al-Mannan is there. Let's go to him. He said, let's go. Hurry up. Hence, we went to the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Razzaq, knocked at the door, and someone asked from inside, who is that? And it was replied, hurry up. Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is there. And he wants to see you. As soon as he heard Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Razzaq alayhi rahmatullahi al-Mannan, he came out and said, Huzur, why did you make the effort to come all the way down to my house? You would have sent any messenger and I would have presented myself in your court. Khalifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon you, but we've got some reason, we've got some purpose to come to you. Please remove our worry. Then Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi presented the problem or the issue he had. And for a while they started talking to each other, then said, do you owe some money to someone? He replied, yes. Khalifa said, O Abbas, please do repay their loan. After saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh went ahead and said to me that my problem has not been resolved even coming to this buzurg. Subhanallah, is there anyone else you can take me to? I said, Huzur, we will go to Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz alayh rahmatullahi al-Wahhab. And I hope that, hopefully, inshallah, your problem will be sorted there. Hopefully that will be resolved. Khalifa Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he said, okay, fine, let's go to him. Hence, we went to the house. We saw that he was busy. Fuzail bin Iyaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was busy in salah. And he was continuously, repeatedly reciting the ayah of the Quran. I knocked at the door. Someone asked, who's that? I said, Huzur, please come out. Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid wants to see you. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied from inside that I've got nothing to do with Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what work he has got with me? I said, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that haven't you heard that following the Amir is wajib, it's compulsory? Haven't you heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that it is not jais for a mu'min, for a believer, that he puts himself into disrespect? After hearing the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, meaning Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came downstairs, he put off the lamp and he went in the corner and he made him hide himself. They say that we entered into the room and we started searching him. We started finding him. where the Buzurg has gone. Suddenly Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi al-Majid, he touched his hand on the body of the saint Hazrat Shaykh Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, how soft is your palm? Would that it is saved from the fire of the hell. The person who is mentioning this waqia, this account, he says, when I heard this nasiha, when I heard this advice, I thought in my heart that today Huzur Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would advise properly today, and they will talk openly about the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with Amir al-Mu'mineen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Then Hazrat Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid said, we have come for some sort of reason here, and we've got some issue to discuss with you. Please sort it out so this heart gets peace and gets satisfied. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, when Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became Khalifa, then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi called Hazrat Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ka'b Qarzi, and said, please do guide me regarding the matters of Khilafah, because after becoming the Khalifa, I have really come into trouble. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, look, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz alayhi rahmatullahi al-Aziz, he had considered Khilafah like a trouble, whereas you and your friends, they considered it as a ni'mah. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, when Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz alayhi rahmatullahi al-Aziz, he took advice from these personalities, then Hazrat Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, if you want to save yourself from the punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then whoever are elderly in Muslims, do respect them like you do the respect of your father. And those are in the middle age, then you respect them and consider them like your brothers. And those they are younger than you in the age, you just treat them like your children. Hazrat Sayyidina Raja' bin Haya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, if you want to save yourself from the punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then love Muslims and try to like the same for them what you like for yourself, and you will have the salvation in this dunya and hereafter. After that, Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala said, O Khalifa, I am guiding you, I am making you understand that I am worried from the hardness and the troubles of that day when the feet will be slipping. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, will there be anyone to give you advice? Will there be any minister of yours? Will there be any person who would guide you? After hearing this, Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Aziz wept so much so that he fainted. Allahu Akbar. And I said, Huzur, please be soft on Khalifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, O Rabbi, I am being soft on him, that's why I'm talking like this. Ibn Rabi, reality is this, that you and your friends have destroyed Khalifa. After some time, when Khalifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh got a bit better, he said, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower mercy upon you. Please do guide me more. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have heard that Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when he was sent a complaint by one of the governor, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh sent him a letter, and he wrote this, I warn you from the fears of the people who are held dwellers, and their worries and problems will be forever. Beware and be far from those works which put you away from the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember, at the last moments all hopes will finish. When the governor, he read letter from Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he straightaway started walking towards him. When he came to him, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh inquired, "What has brought you here?" He replied, "Huzoor, your letter has broken my heart into pieces. And I will never accept the position of governor anymore unless I die." When Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid heard, he started crying loudly. Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kept him saying, "Please do guide me some more." And subhanallah, there are so many other pearls. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave to Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid. And my dear Islamic brothers, finally Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's nasiha and advices had a great effect on the heart of Hazrat Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the Khalifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave him 1,000 dinar and said, "Please accept this present and do spend on your ahl and do spend on your family and try to use them in order to increase the strength to do the ibadah, the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala." When he heard, he said, Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allahu Akbar, he said, "Subhanallah, I am telling you the way of salvation and in return you are giving me this haqir wealth. Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give you tawfiq, ability to do good a'mal. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep you safe." Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Fuzail bin Iyaz alayhi rahma, kept quiet. And he did not talk nothing. Fuzail bin Rabi says, "Then we left. As soon as we arrived to the door, Hazrat Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, 'O Abbas, whenever you want to take me to some pure and pak baz awliya-i kiram, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then please do take me to such people.'" Allahu Akbar. No doubt, these are the people who are our leaders and sardar. Subhanallah. We were just talking this and suddenly we heard a voice from the family members of Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A voice was heard. A woman was saying that, "You already know our state. You could have taken that money so we could use." Allahu Akbar. That woman was replied by the Shaykh, "Your and my example is just like that old camel. When there is left no other means of earning, that camel is slaughtered." And they ate that camel. Khalifa Harun Rashid alayhi rahmatullahi al-Majid, when he heard this, he said, "Let's go back and we present this maal and this wealth and this money to them. Maybe they will accept this." Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw that we are coming again. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went from there and he went upstairs. Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went upstairs to the roof, sat down with him, and then he wanted to talk to him, but he did not reply nothing. Suddenly someone came and said, "You've already been disturbing him all night. Please go now." And then we left. My dear Islamic brothers, you saw a wonderful personality, a great personality, a great charismatic personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. At the same time, we also saw that, subhanallah, how great and pious were our Khalifa, subhanallah. We need to learn some lesson from such beautiful personalities and we need to implement that in our life. Beautiful lesson, we learn not to love this dunya, not to love the wealth so much and forget the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No doubt, we all have to go one day to our graves. We need to prepare for that. We need to prepare for the hereafter. That is what is required. And that was the message of Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh to the person who was Khalifatul Muslimin, the person who was in charge of Muslimin, the person who was leader of Muslimin. Subhanallah, he had power, he was in office, he had everything, maal, wealth, but subhanallah, he went to such Shaykh to get advice, and what a beautiful advice was given. And I think that's beautiful advice for me, for you, and for all of us. Inshallah, we'll come back with another beautiful episode of such beautiful charismatic personalities in the histories of Islam. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
We love ourselves.